Oh, hark, me thinks I hear a voice, which said the Lord made man for his own choice, and yet he will not reconciled be to leave his sins and to live righteously. Awake, awake, thou mortal man from sleep, repent thy sin, cry to the Lord and weep. For it is he that only must thee save. Do thou repent, and mercy thou shalt have. Remember, man, that thou art made of clay, and in this land thou art not long to stay. Then lead thy life while thou dost here remain, that being dead thy soul may heaven gain. If thou the Lord dost fear that rules the sky, and puts thy trust in him that sits on high, thou needs not doubt, by God will thee defend, and bring thee to a true and faithful end. But we too much delight in wicked ways, and do not yield unto the Lord due praise. If we do think his mercies for to gain, we must then think his mercies to obtain. What wicked vice hath been in former time, which in our land doth now begin to climb? Therefore with Nineveh let us repent, the Lord to us his messenger has sent. But all these warnings will not serve our turn, to make us leave our sins with speed and mourn. But we do still offend the Lord of might, and still we follow pleasure and delight. Here every man takes care to please his mind, and seeks not for the living God to find. The which they will repent when 'tis too late, when they shall ask God mercy at his gate. We all do seek for worldly wealth and pleasure, and not to have store laid up in treasure. Some do not think upon the world to come, and therefore still a wicked course to run. The lawyer he doth think upon his fee, the usurer likewise on his money, the glutton he thinks on his dainty cheer, the drunkard on his tobacco and beer. And many grievous sinners more there are, and for to speak of all I do not dare, but God alone that knows the hearts of all, will bring them all together, great and small. And when that day to many doth appear, and see the Lord in judgment, then I fear, too late it will be for them to repent, with sorrow then their grief will still augment. Good Lord, that men would be conceive aright, and fear the living God, the God of might. Then would they not be bent so much to sin, but now would seek a new life to begin. O Lord my God, to thee I make my moan, desiring that thy favor may be shown. And as we have offended thee full sore, give us thy grace, we may do so no more. My thoughts tell me that I have done amiss, and now I seek for favor and redress. Of thee, sweet Lord, I here do pardon ask, that I may please thee well in this my task. Methinks I see the land is full of pride, and also bent on covetousness beside, which is a thing that doth offend the Lord. In Scripture we do find it is abhorred. Then now let us prepare our hearts to live, and to the Lord let us our prayers give. And then no doubt but he will have respect to pardon us our great and heinous fact. The Lord doth say, if a sinner doth repent, and turn him with a heart that's penitent, he will forgive him his offenses past, and will receive his soul to him at last. But we in sin do flourish and remain, and do not seek God's favor to obtain. We think not on the judgment day at last, neither take care until the day is past. And then too late it will be for us to pray, when as the soul from body is away. Therefore in time let us ourselves amend, that we may make a true and faithful end. Methinks I see the poor in great distress, the rich to them do yield but small redress. They do complain in woeful misery, and few there be that do regard their cry. Look what men give unto the poor and needy soul, the Lord will pay again to them tenfold. Do thou regard thy brother in distress, no question thou shalt ever have the less. But 'tis no wonder now at all to see many like unto Judas for to be, who sell our Savior Christ for gold or pay, like unto Judas who did him betray. If that a man could think upon his death, whilst he doth think upon the earth beneath, he could not choose but fear the Lord on high, that made the earth, the sea, and eke the sky. We lately have ill fortune to befall, the which is like to be a grief to all. True loyal subjects to our royal king did turn our joys in sorrow for to sing, which is a token of our great offense and just reward of our sin's recompense, because the Lord hath justly took occasion to make us yield by this his kind persuasion. Remember how Jerusalem did fall, and how our enemies did them enthrall, which were but righteous judgments from the Lord, because his holy word should be abhorred. The Ninevites we read did soon repent, when God the prophet Jonah to them sent. Then why should we, who have the gospel sure, still seek our own destruction to procure? Remember, man, who woeful torments be, prepared in hell as torments you may see. The pains are woeful to be thought upon, besides all this they never will be done. And otherwise all those that fear the Lord and follow after his most holy word shall live with Christ in perfect joy and peace, where heavenly angels sing and never cease. Now to conclude, O Lord, give us thy grace, that we may lead our lives in such a case, that when we are departed hence away, we then may live in perfect peace and joy.